مركز صحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. مفتي حسن علي سليمان, hope you well this morning.
وعليكم السلام والحمد لله. Everything's fine here. And you?
الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. Always well, yeah. I just saw this article and I was thinking about you this morning. Remember previously we spoke about, and you've mentioned to us, how does a person go for skydiving and bungee jumping? This is like suicide. In Brazil,
my mother-in-law.
Did your mother-in-law lose her life while doing skydiving?
No. No, she never lost her life. Okay. But she was in the service.
Okay.
She was in the German army, and she told us, her son and daughter, about jumping out of the plane and using the parachute and everything.
Yeah, so just this morning, it's in Brazil, telecommunications CEO, he died, and they say tragically, after an accidental collision with another person while skydiving in Brazil. He's a Thomas Brittus, 44 years, and he jumped out, exactly how you've said it, jumped out of a small plane, and this was at the Boituva National Skydiving Center in Sao Paulo, when he was struck in the head by his friend's knee, and this whole parachute went out of control and he crashed in a field away from the landing area. And it's just scary, as you've said it, that still it doesn't knock us that we still put these things and we say bucket list and you must have this. Now, just because Hollywood told us of a bucket list movie and they've mentioned in their movies that you must have a bucket list of this nature, we just tend to follow blindly in all of this, yeah. And that's the end of this person because of the skydiving incident.
Well, he died because of the desire to have a thrill.
Mm.
That's what skydiving is all about. Jumping out of the plane, you know, pulling the chute at the last minute just before, you know, you crash. And to land safely. But the thing is the thrill. Skiing down a mountain, skydiving, scuba diving in the ocean, all these types of things, where there's a risk and a good risk that you may die from doing it, or at least be extremely or bad, damage your body. It's all done for the thrill of it. That's sad that lives are so empty like that.
Mm.
You saw that, and I saw that there was someone else who did something like this, who jumped out of the plane with the parachute, but they had an instructor who was in the air, and allegedly he was assaulting the woman, sexual assault. Up in the air.
Mm.
So you got all kinds of soup in this.
Mm.
You know? One guy, he got killed by accident. You had another one who's being sued by a lady who said that he touched her inappropriately while in the air, you know, coming down with the parachute.
Mm.
So this is a cool fun.
So move this up. There has been this whole scare. Now we'll just move on to the next topic. So you just see the news headlines and all of those people now concerned. Many don't even understand what's exactly happening with these tariffs and why should we be scared? I mean, what's the reason for the world to be scared? You've got people like Trump who's walking around and shaking his shoulders like he's the owner of the world or something. But when you have iman, these things do not affect you. It just goes against the actual beliefs of iman. And iman is such, you're supposed to be setting an example to say that this is not going to affect us in the least. In fact, this is actually what the Quran Sharif says, سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, where we gradually entice them to the point that they do not know. So they're walking about proudly, arrogantly, just like the pharaohs and the pharaohs, and just so that they get to that perfect point, and then we close up the ocean upon them. So this year, you can just see it, it's going in that particular direction. Countries are working with one another, and they are seeking security with one another. I've seen companies like BMW who've lost 29%. If you look at Mercedes-Benz, I know we've set up your family in Germany and the rest, but we have here there's a place in South Africa, it's called East London. They've got a Mercedes-Benz branch, and they've seen total losses. If you compared from January to June last year, and you look at January to June this year, so when they did this comparison, they saw that last year, because they export to the United States. So when they're exporting to the United States, of course, tariffs are going to knock them. So due to all of this, when they compared January to June this year, they only sold about 2,000 as opposed to last year, which was 16,000. So they're seeing a drop in that. They're even considering to close down. We say South Africa is supplying America with Mercedes-Benz, that's quite something. Now, this whole concern is here, and Mufti Saab, you'll advise us better, that should we go into this dark hole and say, you know, we are finished now because Trump has said, and I believe these tariffs will be activated from this coming Thursday. So once this is all in place and everything, because they haven't come to some sort of agreement to reduce it or the rest. But there's so many ways of how to keep the money within your country. I'm not sure what's Pakistan's mission. Mufti Saab, just shortly after advising us, you can tell us.
Well, Pakistan, they're very happy that the tariff was, I think, only 19%. I think it's lower than India, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And that's the big thing here. We live our life through India. Okay, if we're being treated better than by America in India, then that's enough for us. Okay, allegedly, the economy here has been going good for the last 1 year or so. Every time the IMF comes, they're pleased with what they see. But the people that are who can understand, they can see that this country, Pakistan, is only living off of loans. Okay, IMF, World Bank, Asian National Bank, all these different banks, and even the Pakistan Bank, the State Bank of Pakistan, is also loaning money to the government. So here's the problem. But to answer your question, no, you shouldn't be afraid, because... because what's his name? Allah is in control of our finance. Okay, not Donald Trump, who has his own problems. Okay, they just announced today, this morning, that Trump fired the person from the Department of Jobs. Okay, the person that announced that the amount of jobs created the last year, no, the last month, was much lower than expected. Okay, So Trump fired the person because the numbers weren't, you know, what he believed. So he said you can't believe the numbers. Okay, the person's lying. Okay, the chief of that department is lying, so he got fired. So the people, when they interviewed and they discussed it, they said that the 2 months prior, also the numbers were grossly wrong, and the numbers that were given were much higher than they actually were for the last 2 months. Trump was happy about that. Because he said he put in the tariffs, But yet America is still, you know, getting more jobs and the economy is doing better. Okay? And now this month, the real information was given.
Mm.
And okay, and he didn't like it.
Mm.
So he killed the messenger. You know, basically yeah. That's what he did. He killed the messenger.
Mm.
All right. So they said he didn't do that. He didn't do that. The two prior months when they were inflated numbers, but they favored him.
Mm. So it's,
so this is how he is.
Mm. It's just about.
So yeah, you don't have to worry. You don't have to. Allah is in charge with finance.
Mm.
Okay, Allah is Razak for everyone, the Muslim and the non-Muslim. Okay, mm. And if you don't like the information, what are you going to do? You're going to kill the messenger? Okay, do it. He's going on the wrong way. Most economists believe that Trump is wrong. Okay, but the last couple of months, the government have been giving information to favor what he's doing. But now with this Epstein stuff really coming out, people can't cover for him like they did before.
Hmm.
So now he's being caught.
Hmm.
So it's the whole world against America. That's how it used to be. But now, you know, with these other countries coming up with their own currency and things like that, people being independent and doing business with your own currency, you can avoid that.
Mm.
And that's why Russia and China, as well as Pakistan and Saudi, they got involved in that. Do business, at least do business with two countries using your own local currency until they come up with a second world currency that can be used other than the dollar.
Mm.
So it will happen. It will happen.
Hmm.
So every country comes to an end. Hmm. All right. Every empire comes to an end. America is the weakest of all empires because it's like the only empire that didn't control anything, that didn't colonize any other country. All right. America is only responsible for the 50 states and Puerto Rico and like one or two others. But England, they conquered India, they conquered Australia, they conquered all these other places, okay? But America didn't conquer anything. Mm. So it's easier to bring them down.
Mm. I saw yesterday, I was just in the shop, and there is this political group, it's called EFF. Now, EFF, we have nothing to do with them. We don't promote or have any affiliation with any political party or government. But yesterday when I saw the statement, I mean, this is a non-Muslim saying these words. He's known as Malema, Julius Malema. He was also, they played his voice there in the White House whilst Ramaphosa was there and our president was there. And a lot of, still, till now, Trump falls into these traps. And he still believes that despite all the information, despite him also being caught live on, I think it was on television, on their televisions and media and the rest, where he produced rape cases of Congo and he then produced it and made it seem like it's in South Africa. So, but still, he's still in that world and he still believes that there is a crisis here in South Africa. When we've had programs, we've spoken on these issues previously, white farmers coming out and saying, but there's absolutely nothing what Trump is saying, and they've presented their evidence and so forth. So shall we trust Trump who is there, or shall we trust those who are here and we know, and they are white either way? So they are giving evidence and saying, but there isn't this year. From those killings, it was just a very meager amount, probably like 10 out of 5,000 farmers when they looked at the whole figures. But yeah, when I saw the statement, so I just saw, let me see what this Julius Malema was saying. Now, if you just, I automatically thought about these Arab leaders who just, you know, Mufti Saab, the countries, Arab countries giving the US a plane worth how much? $400 million. And Trump says, no, I want to spend another billion on it just to tweak certain things. And so they said in this week, it was on the news as well, they said that no, we this year is going, firstly, by accepting the plane goes against so many rules and regulations and laws. And now you still want to take a billion rands to now tweak it so that you have a plane to add to your collection when you leave. So they said this is unacceptable, whether it goes through, whether whatever happens. But I'm saying the fact of the matter is Arabs bootlicked Trump there. Here we've got a South African leader or part of this group, political movement, and he says that our economies are unequal due to historical dominance by the West of the global economy. And he's attacked on so many cases because of certain statements America once again claims that he made. Now, also here he says that leaders such as Brazil's President Lula da Silva criticized Trump's diplomacy, as you've mentioned about Russia's former president, or you mentioned about Russia currently, but also the former president, Dmitry Medvedev, also warned of retaliation. And he also mentioned about China's president, Xi Jinping, who inspired a US-free future. So he mentioned that he said, while the world resists imperialism, African leaders humiliate them. African leaders humiliate themselves at the Oval Office. And the EFF must force Africa to cut ties. That's what Malema said. That's his party. And he goes on to say many other things. But here he has mentioned a few points which is beneficial, I would say. And this is that we need to break away from this being reliant upon the America for all these matters and dealings. Why not keep money within? Why not deal, as you've said, deal with two countries or one country? China, I've seen last week, BMW sales profit was reduced by 29%. One of the reasons they've given there is that China has produced cars that are almost similar to BMW in terms of features and the rest. So they're giving an alternative. Also due to the tariffs, that was another reason that was given there. So this fear wasn't the way of Sahaba radiallahu anhum and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fear for Allah, yes. But fear for these threats, as you've said, Mufti Saab, that we shouldn't fall into these traps. It's only a sign of our weakness of Iman, which we need to improve then.
Yeah, the Kufar, they fight fire with fire. Okay? And so that only increases the problems. We believe in fighting fire with water. Okay, but Putin, he doesn't care about this. Trump last week came out and said, you know, that the Russia is going to have to end this war with Ukraine, and we're going to put tariffs on them, and we're going to demand that they surrender and this and that. So what did Putin do yesterday? he put out pictures of Trump's wife before she married him. Those pornographic pictures that she made as she was a model. Okay, so he reproduced them and put them on the television so everybody could see what type of wife he had before she married him. Hmm. All right, and along with the story that Epstein told this this author, this person who wrote a book, he told him that Trump's wife met him through Epstein. And the first time that they had sex, even before they were married, was on Epstein's plane. Okay, on Epstein's airplane. And Trump has been trying to say how he's far away from Epstein. Okay, he's trying to distance himself. But you met your wife through this man, and the first time you did Zina with her, it was on his plane. Okay, so now all that was put on Russian television. Hmm. All right, so Trump leaves Russia alone now. you want to put tariff on me? I'll air all your dirty laundry, and I'll bring your wife into the problem. Hmm. So the first thing that Trump has done, him and his wife, they've gotten lawyers all right, to sue Russia, okay? But the tariffs, they're still going to try to enforce. But you can see Russia's not playing games, all right? You want to do this to us? All right, we'll do this to you because you're a 34-time convicted felon, okay, and a rapist as a president, okay? And we're going to show everybody what type of person you really are. So that's how you fight back. You know, if you're a coffer, this is how you fight back.
And
don't be afraid.
Yeah, come out and speak.
And yeah, come. Yeah, show everybody. How is that? You show the people with his wife, you know, with no clothes on. You know, yeah, this is how the coup fire. This is how you fight fire with fire.
And it's so strange to see this morning that because if you saw the Arab countries, how they bootlicked Mr. Trump, hoping that they will get some benefit in return. But Trump didn't say, no, there's not going to be any tariffs for them. Yes, it wasn't as much as South Africa or Brazil, but there was tariffs being placed on these countries. So after all that bootlicking, after all that $400 million planes and the rest, you still get, this is how they deal with you. So where's your allegiance? They are countries.
Like we said before, the kibla for most of the Muslim country, the leaders of the Muslim country, the kibla is Washington D.C. It's not Mecca Mukarrama. I think that's clear. The whole Ummah understands that.
And interestingly, last week or so, I was just, this thought came to mind that we had the Kaaba al-Musharrafa. And if you see verse 96 of Surah Al-Imran, Inna awwala baytu wudi'a lin-nasi lalladhi bi-Bakka. The first house that was placed for mankind, not for America, not for just Makkah Mukarrama, for entire mankind is placed there in Makkah Mukarrama. So you know how it works, Mufti, because you stayed there, you've seen. I don't know if you ever been in the White House?
No. I was never invited.
No, but just to go and check up, do some investigations of the cocaine or nothing of that sort?
Well, when I was in America, there was no cocaine in the White House. At least it never made the news. Okay, that didn't happen until Genocide Joe came along.
Okay. So anyway, I was there. Then I saw, when was this White House built? So they will show you dates like 1800s, and then in the interim it was burnt down also during wars, and then they put it back up. So always they have to have something that matches the Muslimin, but it never works because we have something that is authentic. And who can wipe out verses? Who can wipe out the Quran Sharif? Who can wipe out? You can't do that because Allah has taken it upon himself to protect it. So comes back to this whole thing and looking at it in return. We shouldn't sit still. We should respond, as you've mentioned, and we should have a plan in place. Just before you came on, we were speaking about Hamraul Asad. When this just took place, it was just after the Battle of Uhud, and Sahaba radiallahu anhum had fresh injuries, and they were now called by Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam to go and attack. Abu Sufyan is coming with his people. They did not sit still. They put plans in place. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged them. They stood firm once again, and when Abu Sufyan was about to leave, someone came to him and they said, you better watch out. They are sitting there, standing there, and they are ready to attack as well, retaliate. This instilled such awe and fear in Abu Sufyan, he didn't go back. And they were reciting after, this is where Mufti Shafi Saab Rahimullah comes in and he says, see, you have to put plans in place. And then you recite, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. So you cannot just sit still and think, no, something's going to happen to Trump, he'll die, everything. We will have to have plans in place. How are you going to deal with all of this trade war that is out there? And we said to you, and this is the message once again, first, stop your war with Allah in your interest in all of this, because this is adding to that fuel.
Right, it's a war that we can never win. We have a lot of, we say, goodwill. Many people are really in love with Islam now because they see what happened in Gaza. All of these people shaheed, and yet Muslims are not leaving Islam. All right, and still they're praising Allah and, you know, Allahu Akbar and the kuffar. They're amazed at that. So before, there were so many people against Islam who really didn't know anything about Islam, but still, from what they read, is very, very bad. But now with this happening in Gaza, the grassroots people, many of them, because you can see by the protests all over the world,
yes,
you know, stop the war, stop the war, stop the war, free Gaza, free Gaza. All right. Now, our leaders should be able to pick up the ball now with that momentum.
Mm.
Okay. And, you know, do something. All right. Because we have, of course, we need Allah's backing. All right. But, you know, to have the, even the kuffar backing us also, are losing a golden opportunity.
Exactly, yeah.
Something. And they can just come up with maybe a statement every now and then. We condemn what is being happening in Gaza. That's about it.
Mm.
You know, you should be able to threaten like Trump. Trump is only one country. He only represents one country. But he's threatening the whole world.
Mm.
And we're one-fourth of the world.
Mm.
Okay, we're 2 billion out of 8 billion.
Mm.
And we can't threaten anyone.
Mm.
We can't threaten anyone. It's a shame.
Mufti Saab, Jazakumullah khairan for your time, inshallah. Tomorrow again, we'll have interesting topics, inshallah. Make dua for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.